Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 4 o'clock hour. Crowder has received a trophy.
We got an Audi.
The Audi trophy. These were given out in 2021, but since we're rarely in the studio, he received his today.
Most likely to do show naked in Egypt, which actually has happened.
That's why you got that Odyssey Award. 4 o'clock hour. Joe Zagacki is going to join us this hour. We will give away the Everclear tickets at some point. We still have this opportunity for you to have Zach Seeler come visit an elementary school in Dater Broward. It's WQAM's MVP experience with Zach Seeler. He will speak at a school, and all you have to do to enter an elementary school is go to WQAM.com, enter the elementary school. It's got to be in Dater Broward, and then you get a chance for a visit from Zach Seeler, where he'll speak to the students and give them a day to remember. So you can get the contest rules. You can enter right there at WQAM.com. Everclear is bringing their Sparkle and Fade 30th anniversary tour with Local H and Sponge to the Parker October 9th. We do have a pair of tickets every day this week, so just keep on listening. Get to headlines here in a second, then we'll talk some Canes Gators with Joe Zagacki. I was reading in USA Today, they have their gambling experts pick the Thursday night football game. And I just found it interesting what the rationale is behind some people who are picking the Dolphins, betting the Dolphins. Not necessarily that they're going to win, but they're taking the 12.5 points. So here's what the different gamblers in USA Today are saying. Jordan Mendoza, he's taking the Bills laying the points. And he says, Miami is bad, and Josh Allen is Josh Allen. Buffalo has won 6 straight against the Dolphins. Expect this one to be real ugly. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where the place that I feel it's going to be headed. John Heffling, though, takes the Dolphins plus 12.5. And he says, have the Dolphins looked terrible? Yes. Are they on the road against a very superior team? Yes. But betting trends often say that when faced with a double-digit spread between division rivals, take the points. It feels scary, but with the points already exploding to 12.5 in just a few days, I'm taking Miami.
So he doesn't believe in Miami. He's just saying there's
trends.
A trend of it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Tyler Dragon, he takes the Bills, laying the points. He says the Dolphins are on the verge of an implosion. The Bills might currently be the best team in football. That's pretty simple. Christopher Bumbaka takes the Dolphins plus the points. He says things have gone from bad to worse in Miami, but this is simply too many points. The Bills have been solid to start the season, but the other guys get paid too. Blake Schuster taking the Dolphins with the points. Listen, I know the Dolphins look very bad, but there are some lines I just have to take and hope the averages favor me in the long haul. A double-digit underdog in a division rivalry game absolutely qualifies as one of those must-take lines.
Yeah. I get the thought that nobody's going to get whooped by 14 on national TV on a Thursday night in the division.
Unless you've watched them against Buffalo in this same situation before.
Thank you, Hawk. I've read this book. I'm not surprised at the end of when the antagonist dies. I'm not surprised. I've watched this.
There are plenty of gamblers who just go, yeah, 12 and a half in an NFL game, especially a division rivalry. Like, I'm not passing it up. I'm not passing up 12 and a half. Yeah. And I get it. There's very few times in the NFL, especially this early in a season, where I'm comfortable laying 12 and a half. This happens to be one of those times.
So the Bills have scored 71 points in two games, 30 and 41, 35 points a game. Can it be a 35-20 game in the last drive and the Dolphins get 7 points? Yeah, and now the spread's not there, but you still had no chance of winning that game. I can see their concept thought, but the Bills are about to walk around on this field pretty dominant on Thursday night.
I just feel like they're going to be unable to stop Buffalo. And again, maybe, and we talked about this scenario, Buffalo goes up to a 2-touchdown lead and they just kind of start running the ball and eating clock, and it never pans out to a 12.5-point spread because there are field goals. It's not like the Dolphins' offense was stagnant against New England, so they're going to put some points on the board. So maybe that's the way that it plays out, but I just can't find this pathway to taking the Dolphins and the points tomorrow night, as much as I would like to.
And Solana and Mike Cunha were talking about, oh, now run the ball. That's the pathway. Slow the game down, make it dirty, you know, drag them into the mud. That's not what we do. We've seen 15 attempts. I think it was 11 attempts game one, 15 attempts game two. I don't think they have a playbook to run the ball and slow the game down.
Yeah, but they need to. I mean, I get what you're saying, Crowder, but at some point, if you're the Dolphins, you have to commit to a run game. You have to commit to putting Ollie Gordon in better situations. You have to commit to not just doing these little wheel routes with Malik Washington or end-around plays with Malik Washington, because if you don't, guess what? That's a lot of opportunities for Tua to drop back and get sacked and get injured. So if the Dolphins are going to have any success, think about the two games where they were – within striking distance to win on the road in Buffalo last year and a couple seasons ago when they lost by three, it's running the football, establishing that ground game. Hawk, I get what you're saying. Buffalo can just kind of run the ball, eat clock. But in your mind, if they're a 12.5, 13-point, if they're better than the Dolphins by that much, then the Dolphins just flat out wouldn't be able to stop them running the football. So it's not chewing clock. They're just running right down your throat. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
that's what they do.
I got you. What easier to stop a run for 6 yards than just big pass plays constantly that get you down the field and run out of bounds? I don't know. I feel like Buffalo could, if they wanted to, score 50 or more points. I really do feel that way. But if you ask me, do I think they will? My answer would be no.
James Cook, the starting running back for Buffalo, has 34 carries this season already. 176 yards, 5 yards a pop. We have not run the ball with everyone on our team 34 times in two games.
Because they're always playing from behind.
But even they weren't with
There was no game that they weren't playing from behind. They had a lead, but they were playing from behind from the jump.
They were down 12-0, Crowder, in that first quarter.
I know, and the offensive structure of that, then you come back, and what was it? 14-12, whatever, they come back, now establish that run you're speaking of, Solana. I agree with your concept. I don't think we have that in our playbook to do what you're saying.
If Tua is taking snaps, either in shotgun or under center, 3, 4, 5-step drops, Crowder, 30-plus times, and you, as a defensive line, are getting to him every single time, Tua has to just get the ball out quick, get the ball out quick. That is a disaster waiting to happen. It flat out is. We know how this ends. We've seen it before. And that is not a recipe to success for the Miami Dolphins. It's just not against Buffalo. Because guess what? They're going to get to the quarterback.
But running three plays in a row for four total yards always a recipe for success either.
But that's not what I'm saying. Like, when I said earlier, you have to establish those intermediate routes. How do you do that? Like, Buffalo knows, okay, they're going to try to get the ball to Tyreek and Waddle. If there's no threat of those linebackers pressing forward because of the run, then they're just dropping back, and Tua's throwing into double coverage the entire time. You have to have that threat of a run game.
That's my point with Tua being able to extend plays and be mobile. If you don't ever have that threat, you never have that hesitation step.
Yes, and that's how the Patriots slowed down Chubb and Jalen Phillips later in the game, because they got off. I think it was two or three sacks in the first half. Remember, they just kept running Stevenson right down the gut, a gap for 3 yards. It didn't seem like a big play. But if you know first or second down, they're going to run straight at you, you can't fly up the field. So now you have that hesitation from a defensive end that they might run or pass. With the Dolphins, there is no team saying, ooh, they might go right downhill. There's nobody worried about the Dolphins' downhill run game. We're going to pitch it to Malik Washington, who's 180 pounds, and let him try to get around the edge. Just seal the edges. We have no inside run game, so there's no threat of that. So why are we worried about it? If Ollie Gordon gets in, he got in one carry, he's had 8 yards. Because everybody on the Patriots was like, oh, damn, they ran the ball with a big dude. That's not what we do. I don't think it's in the playbook, man. I promise. Because if it was, why aren't you doing? Why aren't you changing it up? Why aren't you trying to keep them off balance? All the cute words about run pass balance, we don't have that. We are a cutesy track meet team.
Which is fun as hell when it's working.
When it's working, Hawk. When it's not working, you get beat by 25.
All right, so I think we just established the game plan. Run the ball. Tua's got to be mobile. Throw long, throw deep, throw the intermediate routes, do it all.
So just create that in 4 days.
Be the perfect team.
Play perfect football.
In 4 days, just create a new offense.
Be the perfect team. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Did you guys see what Tua said about Josh Allen?
I did.
All right. I'm going to play it for you here. This was Tua earlier this week when asked about going up against Josh Allen.
Dude, he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, you know, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's going to be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see.
People are criticizing Tua for that. What do you want him to say?
I'm not going to say he could run better than me and throw farther than me.
What do you want him to say? You want him to lie? Because if he says something other than that.
He's a hell of a player. I love playing against good competition. Next question. He can run better than I can run. He can throw further than I can throw. Love playing him. It's true.
I mean, he was just being complimentary to one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I think that that's his personality, by the way. But I don't know. He's received a lot of criticism for it. And I'm not necessarily certain I understand it because, I mean, he's asked a question about Josh Allen. And so he's glazing a great quarterback in the league. I mean,
he can run better than me. He can throw further than me.
But he can.
You have to say it, Hawk.
I mean, he's not Mario Chalmers. Like, Mario Chalmers never would have said that about anyone in the NBA. But Tua, that's not his personality. No. That's exactly who Tua is.
Josh Allen can do everything I wish I could do. Can't wait to play him.
He's setting him up, though. He's setting him up.
How you baiting him?
Baiting him.
I just first time I heard that audio. It made me feel funny inside.
Well, because a lot of athletes would not do that.
No.
Not against their opponent for that week, that game.
Hawk, they shouldn't do that. I'm sorry. I get what you're saying. Hey, right now, sensitive time, anything Tua says is microanalyzed, and everybody's hyper-fixated on the Dolphins and Tua, McDaniel. We're sick of it. I get it. And yes, he's being honest and he's being truthful, by the way. But everybody is outraged. Dolphins fans are outraged at the fact that Tua gets injured too much. Tua got paid, missed the entire season after getting paid. Tua has limitations that are pretty evident more than ever the last two games, and your team is 0-2 in a dire situation, and you come out and you say, yeah, the guy that's beaten us every time but one since I've been here, man, he can throw the deep ball farther than me. He can run better than I can.
I mean, he's not saying anything that's, you know, when you would see when you would see Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel talked about, Josh Allen talked about how scary the Dolphins' defense is. Did you see that yesterday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's an utter load of BS. But he literally, like, that's what most players do. I mean, no one's going to criticize Josh Allen for lying about the Dolphins' defense. Tua's telling the truth, and we're going to criticize him? You want him to lie?
You can speak in concept about the other side of the ball, but talking about your counterpart on a team, perfect example. 08, we went to play the Ravens in the wild card game. My only playoff game ever. They said,
you got blown out.
Y'all No. I remember. They said, y'all have a pretty good defense. Their defense is thought of as, you know, historic, legendary.
Which it was, by the way.
Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, yeah. Terrell Suggs. They had Haloti Ngata. They had Hall of Famers everywhere. You know what? We're gonna do our thing and see how we can keep up with those guys because we can play ball too. Boom.
But it's a general question about their defense. What if they said to you, hey, the linebacker on the other
Ray
side
Lewis.
Of the field is Ray Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Ray Lewis?
Man, Ray Lewis is a monster. He can play ball. It is what it is.
Well, that's exactly what Tua said.
They got to really prepare for. No, he runs very well. I can't do that. I wish I could throw the ball real, real far.
Stop it.
Hawk, did you listen to the audio?
No, you're changing the entire tone.
It's like if Crowder was like, yeah, Ray Lewis, man, he covers linebackers way better than I ever could. Oh, and he tackles way better than I ever could. Like, what?
Ray Lewis is a monster. Yes, he is.
And but he did.
No. Running the ball or something. I can't do that. Oh, and then, man, watching him throw the ball deep. Ooh, I can't do that. Man, he is
Maybe Crowder, that would have worked.
That's the new kid word, glazing.
Maybe that would have worked with you when you were trying to convince Jeff Ireland to pay you the same money that what's the
Brian Urlacher.
The Brian Urlacher money, like, man, this Urlacher, Jeff, I mean, he can do everything I can't do.
Hell with Jeff Ireland. I better not see him in South Miami nowhere.
Who loves Tua more, Chris Collinsworth? I'm sorry, who loves Josh Allen more, Chris Collinsworth or Tua Tagovailoa?
I mean, Tua says some nice words about one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and now we're going to crush him for that? Crush him for throwing interceptions. Crush him for throwing the ball 7 feet above Tyreek Hill's head. Crush him for not being able to extend a play. we're going to worry that he's saying complimentary things about Josh Allen. Get your priorities right, Dolphins fans.
What's the boy's name? Brett and Michelle and Canty?
Yeah, Brett, Michelle, and Canty.
Hey, what do you think about Bret Hart? Ooh, man, he's way better on radio than me. Yeah, man, he's, you know, his takes are way better than mine. I wish I could come in and out of breaks like he does.
Oh, it's that you're doing apples to oranges. Josh Allen is established as one of, if not the best quarterback in the league.
He's the MVP. He's the reigning MVP.
So what is the folly in saying he's really good at what he does?
Ray Lewis is really good at what he does. That's fine.
That's fine. But don't I mean talk that, about my own shortcomings.
You're going to parse it that far?
Boy, I wish I could tackle like him. Boy, I wish I could run as fast as he can.
Who likes Josh Allen more, Tua Tagovailoa or Haley Steinfeld?
All right. Everybody settle down.
It's like Tua's been watching a lot of Tony Romo on the Bills call.
And like people are like texting in. They're like, come on, it's the week they're playing him. Oh, well, this will make Josh Allen play better. Like, what? Like, so what?
Oh, does it mean anything? It
doesn't mean anything.
Josh Allen's about to go crazy.
So what does it mean? You all had mad respect for Tua up until the moment he said this about Josh Allen. You said, you know what? The hell with that guy. He's not my quarterback.
Yeah.
You watched Tua this year, and you had mad crazy respect for him, but because he said that about Josh Allen the week that they're playing, that's it. You're done with Tua? You're not over yourselves.
No, it's not that extreme, but I didn't like
it. It's just finding something to complain about with the Dolphins, and there's myriad things to complain about. That's my point. You're going to get bogged down in this crap.
Yeah, I feel differently about him today than I did yesterday.
Obviously. The lights are on.
Solana, you do weather. Boy, Julie Durda does it way better than me.
Julie Durda.
Yeah, you know what? If you had some self-awareness, you'd be more like Tua.
I want my quarterback going into a situation where everybody in the world thinks he's lesser than the guy he's going up against and that his team has no chance. I want him to get in front of the microphone with the type of irrational confidence
that's the important thing.
And say, we're going to beat Josh Allen on Thursday.
I got you. That's very important. Very important. The way he conducted himself in yesterday's press conference really is going to have an outcome in Thursday's game. You really got a good glimpse into Tua's personality.
If you think you're going to fail, you've already failed.
Who said he's going to fail? First of all, he's not in a passing competition with Josh Allen. Like, quarterbacks can have less yardage passing and less yardage rushing and still win the game. It's the craziest criticism I've ever heard.
If you think there's an opportunity that you fail, you've already failed. You've already lost.
But he's not playing Josh Allen head-to-head.
Solana's just yelling things that his soccer coach
But Dolphins fans, Dolphins fans are doing this. Like, I've seen it on social media. But it's like, out of all the things you can complain about, this?
Yeah. I don't like it, but I don't think it has anything to do with the game.
Doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Yeah.
No, Tua should show up in a Buffalo Bills Josh Allen jersey. Why doesn't he look for property in Buffalo?
Ooh, this Leroy is a hell of a radio guy. I can't do anything Leroy does.
Your weather? Like 80 degrees or something. I don't know.
Man, Craig Setzer does that way better than you.
I mean, honestly, how can you criticize anyone and then do that? Because I saw you glance to a window that's closed, that has a shade over it. How can you criticize anyone at anything that... did you forget the first segment today?
Can't really see through these shades, but looks like it's raining, I think.
I mean, this guy, I'm so close to using a word that I'm not allowed to use just yet. Pretty soon.
Solana, how you feel about Betty Davis?
Man, she points to the thunderstorms. I could never point that way. Could never point that way.
She points to the thunderstorms.
What is he talking about?
I always think of your grandma with Betty Davis.
She's so po.
She's so po.
She's so po. Tell her, eat a sandwich.
All right, Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the next segment, so don't go anywhere. We'll talk some Canes Gators with the voice of the Miami Hurricanes.
A lot of pressure on me to deliver for this live commercial, but don't worry, Toro Toro, I
mean, I
won't let you
down. Looking at you like jackals ready to pounce right now.
Toro Toro, I promise you, unlike Tua, man, I have belief in myself. Nobody can read this commercial the way I can read this commercial. Toro Toro's downtown Miami's hottest pan-Latin steakhouse, and they're located inside the iconic Intercontinental Miami Hotel.
Oh, look at who's glazing Toro Toro. Guy's glazing Toro Toro.
Toro Toro's got their bold, flavorful.
Oh, Toro Toro's so much better than me.
Picanha, ribeye, the signature tomahawk-carved table side. I bet Tua thinks Josh Allen could carve that tomahawk better than anybody at Toro Toro, but they'll do it there. And right now, through the end of this month, through the end of September, so still about a little less than 2 weeks, happening now until then, they're offering a three-course elevated dinner menu. It's Miami Spice. Take advantage. Just $60 per person. And listen to what it includes. Your choice of their signature short rib al carbon, lobster empanadas, local red snapper al mojo, or their coconut tuna tiradito. That's my fiance's favorite. Plus, when you go there for dinner, whether it's Miami Spice or not, when you go there for lunch during football season, Sundays, go to Toro Toro. During basketball season, heat season's around the corner, they're right down the street. You have to take down their irresistible sides like chipotle cheddar mac and cheese and their crispy fried Brussels sprouts. Plus, like I've been saying the past couple days, if you're really trying to take somebody special, give them a show, give them something you want to put on your Instagram or TikTok story, something that will be impressive, their entire experience is capped off by La Bomba, the iconic grand finale dessert. Toro Toro, it is the place to be. Head to their website, torotoromiami.com, or make a reservation right now on OpenTable.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua, you can make Tua Tartar.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He will be on the call Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Canes and Gators, Crowder's Florida Gators, Hard Rock Stadium. You will hear it all here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Pregame begins at 3 p.m. on Saturday. We'll get you ready for a big one. So, Joe, I've talked to a bunch of people this week, and I keep saying the same thing, which is, are you surprised the Canes have looked as good through three games as they have? I think we all expected them to be good. I think they look another level good. I'm wondering if this is beyond what you had expected.
I think so, because Carson Beck has played so efficiently. I think there are a lot of questions about wide receiver, and not only have those guys excelled, they've looked really strong when they catch the football. They look like polished wide receivers. And Hawk, I think, you know, we kind of look at the areas that we thought Miami needed to improve in, and we think about wide receiver and the secondary, and those areas have improved. I think that what was overlooked is Miami also got better from within. Reuben Bain and Mezidor have taken their game.
Crowder, anytime someone mentions Reuben Bain, Crowder just gets a big old smile on his face. He loves Reuben Bain.
Yeah. He can play football, Joe.
He just moves people out of the way, and he's made, in two of the three games, he's made a pivotal play, right? He got the interception against Notre Dame. He got a fourth down stop against USF. He's the leading tackler as a defensive end. And usually the leading tackler is a middle linebacker or a safety, right? And he's just been dominating. So I think that's an area where Miami has gotten a lot better, and people just kind of took it for granted that, defensive line is fine, it's good. No, you need to be great, and so far they've been great, Mezidor and Bain, and I think that's helped the inside guys as well.
And, Joe, South Florida was running zones to the right because they didn't want to run at Bain, which is into the boundary, a zone play just to stay away from number four. I love watching them play football. Is there any concern? I might be asking you this, Joe, to make me feel better about my Gators as well. What can the Canes be concerned with when going into this game against the Gators?
I think there are a lot of things, Chang, to be honest with you. One, I think, a sidebar would be if the Gators had to do it all over again, I don't think they would play Long Island. They learned nothing about themselves in that game, and they got a false sense of security. You and Hawk would have given them a better game. That being said, because in the Long Island game, there are no penalties. All of a sudden, in the South Florida game, they got two touchdowns taken off the board. And so what's really plagued them is not the physical. What's plagued them has been self-inflicted wounds, and Miami can't play into that. If I'm Miami on defense, I'm saying, okay, DJ Lagway, you got to go 80 yards. You got to go 80 yards, and you guys cannot do that. You can't stay on this field for 10 plays without shooting yourself in the foot, without shooting all your toes off. So Miami's got to play the game of don't be the team that beats themselves. Florida, what I would be concerned about if I'm Miami is, can Billy Napier galvanize them? Does that happen during the game? Because they played really hard against LSU. And I just think if you keep playing hard, you give yourself a chance to win. Hell, LSU couldn't move the ball on them for the most part. They had 10 first downs and 316 total yards, 96 on the ground. That should be good enough to win. But they've given up the penalties and touchdowns coming off the board have killed them. Plus, the Lagway interceptions, five interceptions, four of those, Channing, were on third down. Those are money downs where you've got to be really good.
Hey, Joe, I know we're enamored with Carson Beck, the weapons, and for good reason. So I'm not trying to take away anything from them. But I'm watching this game the other day against USF, and I'm looking at Mark Fletcher, and in my mind I'm saying, man, this guy, like – I'm getting shades of Edrin, Willis McGahee, and I'm not saying that they're similar. I'm just saying, like, that's the type of imposing player he felt the other day against USF. Do you get that vibe? Like, he's going to go down at the end of this season as one of the best running backs to come out of the U when it's all said and done, if he's able to get to the next level?
I sure as hell hope so, Solana.
Solana, you put him with Edge and CP and them already?
I'm not saying.
I put it to this way, Solana. Chang would understand this. Fletcher went to American Heritage. They had Sonny Michel there a couple years ago. He decided he wasn't going to Miami. He was going to Georgia. And so that's the kind of running back that Miami has not hit on the last couple of years. Now, Fletcher stayed home. He is a powerful, bruising runner. He's a better person than he is player. He's a great kid. So you root for a guy like this to have a wonderful career. But he gets yards after contact. He can catch the football. And he's going to be a big part of this game on Saturday. Miami's got to get over 100 yards running against the Gators. And the Gators are going to swarm to him, much like Miami has to swarm to Jaden Ball. I don't think there's a big difference in the talent level between the two teams. But to answer your question, I am hopeful that Fletcher becomes one of those all-time great running backs.
Are you going to be on campus for game day Saturday, Joe? Kids can start lining up at 5 a.m. I would imagine you can jump the line. Will you be there?
No, I will not, Hawk. No, I'll be watching on my couch. Thank you very much.
Would you? No, no. I'm driving down at 5 a.m. to get in line with a bunch of college students.
I got to call a game. Now. You think I'm going to go there at 5 a.m.?
I was just curious, back in your college days, if you would have lined up at 5 a.m. to go to game day.
No, I would not.
Yeah, neither would I.
No.
It is cool, though. What's the vibe? Because you're on campus all the time, and you're around Mario all the time. Is there a vibe that he's, I don't know, exuding now that makes you feel like this is the culmination of the plan? Like, the plan has come together. We're all watching it, and he knows it, and the organization knows it, and the coaches know it, and the team knows it, and they're just marching forward to get to that promised land, depending on what Hurricanes fans consider to be the promised land, whether it's an ACC championship, whether it's college football playoffs, whether it's a national championship. Is that vibe there, or are they still just grinding week by week?
Well, that's kind of – I think you had like two different questions in there. The vibe on campus is bursting with energy. There's a lot of energy on campus. Kids are excited. They're thrilled to have game day. You know, they're making all kinds of plans for game day. And you know, when they had it there in 2017, it was an awesome experience. And that's what they think they're going to have this Saturday. The vibe with Mario is, I think, yes, he is more comfortable with this team because he has the kind of players that are like-minded, that are like him. And you use the word grinding. And, yes, he wants to grind through it. If there's a player that's injured right now or not feeling 100% after a couple of weeks, he wants them to grind through it because this is such a big game. And you know what? You can rest next week, but it's all hands on deck this week. And I think he has done a good job of finding like-minded players the way with the toughness that he's displaying. And the other thing that I think he has found is when you go into this transfer portal, sometimes you get players and that they make it feel like they're doing you a favor being on your team. And I think they had some of those guys in the past. You know, you should be thankful we're here at Miami. Now he's got guys on the team that are grateful that they're part of the University of Miami, that understand the history and tradition of it and want to live up to it. And I didn't think that's made a big difference on this roster.
And, Joe, the Carson Beck thing, and like you're saying, the transfer portal stuff, so bringing in Carson Beck, I'm looking at his stats right now. He's played in 41 games. He started 30 games. He's 27-3 as a starter. Like, he has two national championship rings. Have you learned anything about Carson Beck that we didn't already know? Because I watched him at Georgia a bunch. I know he can throw the ball. Did you learn anything about Carson Beck being this close to the, you know, to the university and now being around Carson?
Well, he's a Harry Potter fan, which is kind of funny.
I didn't expect that.
Like a little Frodo.
That's like every now and then Joe gives us a little bit of info. Remember, it was it Wooga Poplar that?
He didn't want the steak. He went over and he got like
Cinnabon.
Cinnabon.
Yeah, I love these little factoids. So Carson Beck is a Harry Potter fan.
But what school specifically, Joe, do you know? Like, is he a Team Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin?
Tucker Dukes.
It's tattooed on his arm, but I don't quite remember which one it is. Hmm. Yeah, but he's got a tattoo of, you know, Harry Potter characters or Harry Potter.
Which is your favorite, Joe? Which is your favorite Harry Potter character?
Oh, well, listen, Hawk. My daughter was right in her wheelhouse when she was growing up. So I kind of liked Ron, and I read every single one of those books.
There's a Harry Potter guy named Ron.
Yeah, Ron.
I've never seen the movie or read one of the books.
Yeah, Ron Weasley.
Oh, I read them all. Oh. Not only did I read them all, I read them out loud. Try that.
So there's guys like Gryffindor, and then there's some guy waltzing around named Ron.
Yeah, they got all. I mean, you know, Harry. I mean, the name of the main character's name is Harry.
Oh, that's my best impersonation, by the way. Would you like to hear it?
Of what, Harry?
Yeah. Harry Potter!
Try try reading them out loud.
Did you read it like that?
Pages.
Harry
no, but I would try to skip pages on my daughter, and she would say, "Dad, no, you skipped." I'm like, "Oh, damn."
My favorite character was Leroy.
Was there a Leroy in there?
Leroy Gryffindor.
Believe he's talking about Sanford and Son.
But to answer your question, Channing, to answer your question about Beck, is I don't think he had enough credit for his competitiveness, his decisiveness, and his leadership. And also, at 6'5", what did Mad Dog, Jim Mandy just say, likes his quarterbacks tall and can eat steak? That's Carson Beck. He's going to be an NFL player. He's 6'5". He sees over the defense. He understands football, and he throws a damn good ball.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, you did a fantastic job on the calls with DBJ last week. You did a little collab with Pina Colada. I mean, that was good stuff last week, Joe.
Really? You're giving us a passing grade for that?
Yeah. Pina Colada, I thought, was very good.
Okay. The bar was set low. That's
Do you
good.
Have that?
Glad.
You have that? Here's what they did, the Pina Colada song, and Joe joined in for the second verse.
Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. And I'm not much into health food, but I am into champagne.
I've got to meet you tomorrow by noon and cut through all this red tape. A bar called O'Malley's is our escape.
I mean, you nailed the landing.
That was more like reading a poem.
Well, it didn't sound...
It wasn't like singing.
Right. It was more matter of fact. It was almost the way like an attorney would deliver that during closing arguments in court.
You know, I've been in this business maybe a year or two longer than you, Hawk. And one of the first things they taught me was don't sing on the radio.
Well, you followed that advice last week perfectly. We'll have more for DBJ tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to give him. We're going to Tucker Duke's for lunch tomorrow, Joe. Me and Crowder and Aronde and Twan Russell and Josh Appel and Solana and Jimmy. We're going to get Hockman Burgers. You've seen this Hockman Burger?
I've heard you speak about it.
You want to meet us? Like, you're busy tomorrow? You want to meet us at Tucker Duke's?
Well, I don't know. I'll see if I can fit it in. I'm a little jammed up 2 days before the game, but what's on a Hockman burger?
So it's, I'm glad you asked. It's a half pound burger with Fritos, chili, sour cream, shredded cheddar, and raw onion.
Who came up with that?
I mean, you say it almost derisively there, Joe.
Was that your idea?
It's a Frito pie. This is big in Texas, a Frito pie, where people actually bring the bag of Fritos to, say, the food truck, and they put taco meat in there or chili and then sour cream and shredded cheddar, and they eat it right out of the Frito bag.
I would say that I would skip that. I might like more.
You realize this is a paying. You realize
there.
This is a paying sponsor, Joe.
I would skip that.
I do. I understand they have a great restaurant with great burgers.
He goes. What'd you try to do? Figure out how to ruin a burger? So go buy your Hockman burgers, Joe. I appreciate you playing along. No, I'm just teasing. It's not for everyone. It's not for everyone.
Look, Hawk, I have a milkshake and I went like normal. You know.
I mean, listen, I've raved about the Joe Zagacki milkshake for 10 years on this damn show. I give you one chance to sell the Hockman burger. You're like, oh, what are they doing? Food poisoning next?
Let's skip that.
Well, that's your own damn fault.
I love
Put your
Joe.
Foot down.
No,
burger.
Why don't you call it a crap burger?
Let me ask you this. How's it doing on the menu?
Hey, how's Williamson Cadillac doing, Joe? They're blowing the doors off that place?
Well. Well, now you ask if you want the best customer service, Williamson Cadillac. Drive it to Tucker Duke and get a Hockman burger.
Joe Hawk came in.
Smooth ride.
Joe Hawk came in today ready for violence. I'm telling you, he's been doing it all day long.
Hawk, do you want to revisit the ingredients in the Josie milkshake? Because I just brought them up here right now.
Oh, what is it? Diarrhea, corn niblets.
You, Listen, if you're going to have something named after yourself, it's well protected. You can't go wrong with vanilla ice cream.
What's in there? COVID, SARS virus.
I'm a badass on that.
Hot fudge and vanilla. Glad you asked.
You want to rip Don Bailey flooring before you leave today, Joe?
No, I have lots of Don Bailey flooring in my house.
I do too, Joe.
Just teasing.
I have both wood and tile.
Invitation rescinded for tomorrow, Joe. Invitation rescinded. Listen to Joe.
Darn.
Listen to Joe Saturday. Game is 7:30?
7:44 is kickoff, so we'll be ready.
Pre-game starts at 3 p.m. on this radio station. We love you, Joe. I'm just goofing around with you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that very much. Need a lot of song.
See it, Joe's like, I'm a hero. And then all of a sudden I went at him with the full force of everything I know. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We got to give away those Everclear tickets as well, so don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.